The Bible has a lot to say about man's condition as a result of the decisions of Adam in the Garden of Eden, but perhaps the fullest exposition of it in one place is Paul's in chapter 5 of the book of Romans. And one of the things he talks to us about there is that as a result of Adam's sin, there came to be the reign of sin and death. In verse 17, Paul says, "By the one man's offense, death reigned through the one." And in verse 21, he says that sin reigned in death. And what he's teaching there is that because of Adam's transgression, which was a declaration of autonomy and independence from God, we were all then born in a state of separation from God, which is constantly being fueled by an ongoing attitude of independence, antipathy, and aversion to God, which we are also born with. And as a result, we're born in a condition of being unresponsive to God and His Word, which is what Paul refers to elsewhere as being dead in sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. So the reign of death refers to the natural born submission of our hearts to those impulses and inclinations of independence, antipathy, and aversion to God, so that we are unresponsive to God and His Word. Paul again calls this being dead in trespasses and sins. Another consequence of Adam's sin that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 5 is closely related, and that is the fact that as a result of Adam's sin in the garden, we were made sinners. In verse 19, Paul says, "By one man's disobedience, the many," that is, all of those who were connected to him, and Adam was the covenant head of the entire original human race, "the many were made sinners." In other words, Adam and we were given over to Adam's sin. God was in effect saying, "You declare your independence of my kingship and you renounce my fatherhood. My judgment is that you shall have your wish and you shall have it in spades." So the dethroning of God as king and the renouncing of God as father, that mindset which was inherent in Adam's disobedience, became a permanent part not only of Adam, infecting his thoughts and attitudes and desires, his loves and his hates, but all of that was passed on to all of us. And as a result, we are born not in a state of neutrality, but in a state of confirmed aversion and antipathy toward God, with a reflexive instinct and impulse to constantly dethrone God as king and renounce him as father. And this, the Bible teaches us, it's that condition, it's that attitude, it's that impulse, it's that instinctive reaction and reflex. It is that which accounts for all of our individual sins. We sin because we were born sinners. And this is what the term original sin refers to. Now, that term does not appear in the Bible. That term, though, was assigned to the Bible's teaching on these things. So when you hear original sin, think sin from our origin. It's talking about the inner impulse and inclination to sin that each of us is born with, stemming from Adam. And this explains why the Bible teaches us that in that condition, if you add a commandment, even if the commandment is good and true, the effect of the commandment will be to cause sin to go up and not down. You've all experienced this if you've had small children. If you say, "Oh, don't do X, don't touch Y," well, the temptation to do X or Y just went up, not down, by virtue of the commandment. That's our born condition, and that's what Christ is saving us from.